This is Talk to Santa on News Radio 1070 WKOK and Eagle 107.
Ta-da! Good evening and welcome to Talk to Santa. I'm your host, Ann Belugis, and I'm so glad that you're tuning into the Magic Radio. I have a beautiful group of one boy and four girls who are all dressed like you're out of a fashion magazine, and they are very excited to talk to Santa. Hi, everybody!
Hi!
Hello.
How are you doing?
Good.
Good. Well, shall we get started? Let's get busy. I know you have tons to tell Santa and the elves, so let's try to contact the North Pole. I'm going to count to three, and then we will try that special song. Remember, the magic of it is the shoulders. Okay, ready? Everybody loosen up. Clear your throats. All right, lungs are powered up and ready. One, two, three.
Santa, Santa, Santa. Santa, Santa, Santa. Santa, Santa, Santa. Santa, Santa, Santa.
You did it. Little rock stars, way to go. Good job.
A quick check of the weather to see how things are going down in central Pennsylvania. And what? Almost 60 degrees? It's December. What is going on down there? That's it. I've had it. I've got to call him. This has got to stop. Got his voicemail.
I'm Mr. Green Christmas. I'm Mr. Sun.
Yeah.
I'm Mr. Heat Blister. I'm Mr. 100.
Come on, hurry it up.
They call me Heat Miser. Whatever I touch starts to melt in my clutch. I'm too much.
Oh, yes, you're just too much.
He's Mr. Green Christmas. He's Mr. Sun.
Oh, great, there's another verse.
He's Mr. Heat Blister. He's Mr. 101.
They call me Heat Miser. Whatever I touch starts to melt in my blood.
He's too much.
Thank you.
Finally! Hi, Mr. Heat Miser. Hi, this is Emma from the North Pole. I was wondering if you could kind of take a vacation for a while. Because, see, I'm trying to send some snow down to Pennsylvania, but every time I send it, you turn it to rain. It's Christmas time. We need some snow. You've had your fun all summer long. I know the kids would really like some snow, so if you could please get back to me, I would appreciate it. Thank you very much. Bye-bye. Well, I tried. I hope he gets the message in time. Oh, well. Time to go to the magic radio room. Hello, Miss Ann. How are you?
Hello, Emma. I'm wonderful. How are you?
I'm okay. No snow, huh?
No snow. It's a little bit warmer than it has been. It's rainy, but we'll keep our fingers crossed. Especially, it would be great to wake up on Christmas morning and see some snow, but we know that you're trying really hard. So.
I'm trying.
So thank you, Emma. I know you can't make miracles happen, but pretty darn close anyway.
I try.
I know.
Little elf magic goes a long way.
It does. You might be teeny tiny short, but her magic goes a very, very long way.
I'm big in elf magic.
Elf magic. I'm not hearing the ho, ho, ho.
I'm not either.
Is that Miss Ann down there in Sunbury, Pennsylvania with all those boys and girls?
Yes, it is, Santa Claus. How are you today?
Oh, I was out in the workshop, actually the garage, because if you don't have snow, we're putting winter treads on the sleigh.
Santa, it's less than 2 weeks, so busy, busy, busy.
Well, we'll check with the snow miser, and it's awfully busy up here. The elves working hard. Old Santa Claus using hammers and nails and saws.
Wow.
And plastic bending things and putting all the toys together.
That's what I call them too, Santa, when you ask me about tools or something. Plastic bending things. That's the extent of my knowledge. Hey, Santa
now,
and Emma.
Now, whatcha diggies and whatcha futsits?
Whatcha futsits. Oh, I better not try to say that three times, Emma. Hey, Santa, if we could take a quick moment. It is actually a very special day in my family. It's my beautiful niece Sarah's birthday.
Oh!
And we've talked to Sarah. It seems it was just like yesterday that Sarah was here in the Magic Radio Room with me, so I want to wish her a very happy birthday. I hope all her birthday wishes come true, and I'm quite certain, Santa, as always, she deserves a great big gold star.
Ready? We'll do one thing. Ready? Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear
Sarah.
There you go.
Happy birthday to you.
And Merry Christmas.
Insert your name here.
Well, thank you, Santa and Emma. Sarah, I'm quite certain you've never heard the birthday song sung so spectacular. That was fantastic.
I have another one.
Okay.
One of my friends up here in the North Pole, Alf, his name is Ben. His birthday is today, too.
Oh, my goodness. Let's wish Ben a Merry Christmas and a happy birthday. Get back to work, Ben.
Well, wait, Emma. Hold on. Say happy birthday, Ben.
Happy birthday, Ben!
Whoa!
There you go.
He'll appreciate that, boys and girls.
Yeah, get back to work!
Boy, at least Sarah gets to relax and have a nice birthday dinner. Poor Ben, not so much. Well, Santa and Emma, they're dressed beautifully. They're very excited. And when we come back, our first guest tonight, it's his first time on the Magic Radio, we'll be talking with Mr. Alexander Lucas. You're listening to Talk to Santa on News Radio 1070 WKOK, Eagle 107.
'Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even your spouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care, waiting for a gift from Frost Strollers to be there. Your wife was nestled all snug in your bed, while visions of diamonds danced in her head. Suddenly, outside there arose such a clatter. You sprang from your bed to see what was the matter, when what to your wondering eyes should appear, but a bald-headed man saying, "Hi, Dan Frost of Frost Strollers here." Dan whistled and shouted, and called from your list, "Now diamonds, now sapphires, now emeralds and rubies, on rings, on pendants, on bracelets and earrings." He was dressed to the nines with a handful of jewels, and with a grin said, "Don't worry, guys, I'll bring you some tools." And you heard Dan exclaim as he drove out of sight, "Merry Christmas to all, from Foss Jewelers," that's right.
Foss Jewelers, we're located on Route 522 in Salesgrove, and online at fossjewelers.com.
This is Talk to Santa on News Radio 1070 WKOK and Eagle 107.
Welcome back to Talk to Easter Bunny.
Did we move ahead a couple of months? Did we miss Christmas, Santa?
No. Emma, my goodness, Alexander just got the wrong reindeer.
I think Alexander made quite a debut on the Magic Radio, Santa Claus.
Oh, my good. And it was so good to hear his voice. Merry Christmas, Alexander.
Merry Christmas. How did we move forward in time?
We really fooled Emma.
Since when is the sleigh doing time travel now? That wasn't a feature I added.
It's not Easter.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
I thought this was Talk to Easter Bunny.
No. We want to talk to Santa.
Oh, well, good thing he's right behind me.
Say, Miss Anna and I are just being silly.
Miss Anna and I are just being silly.
Well, that explains a lot.
We have fun being silly, don't we, Alexander?
Yeah. Oh, Santa, he looks so adorable. He's got one of your hats on.
Yeah.
And you've got a really nice Christmas shirt, and I love this sweater. You look so cool. But the best part, oh, Santa can't see it, but tell him what your sneakers do.
My sneakers light up.
Wow!
Oh, my goodness. Our favorite elf down at your house, Elfie, was telling me about those wonderful sneakers.
Elfie was telling Santa. Let me see them. Shake them. Okay, Santa, it's not quite as bright as Rudolph's nose, but it's not a bad light. That would be a help on the sleigh, huh?
Yeah.
So Elfie is at your house?
Yeah.
Whoa!
He's under the Christmas tree.
Is he?
In a fire truck backwards.
Oh. He's always been that way a little bit.
He's one of the sillier ones, right, Emma? Elfie?
Yep.
Yeah.
He's always keeping us on our little pointy toes.
Now, does he pretty much stay in the fire truck under the tree, or has he been moving around the house? Do you see him in different areas?
He was first not under the tree, but he moved.
Did he?
Yeah.
Well, you know what? You know what is weird, too, Alexander? Lots of the boys and girls are telling me that these elves that Santa's sending to houses are pretty silly, and they get into a little bit of trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Like drawing on pictures with markers that they shouldn't be drawing on.
Yeah.
Let's see. Spilling some things in the kitchen.
But my elf doesn't do that.
So Elfie's pretty behaved? He's well behaved?
Yeah.
Well, we'll put that down in the elf book. Here is a good day for Elfie.
He's getting good reports, and he's probably giving good reports too, Santa.
Yeah.
Yeah. So tell Santa a little bit about you. How old are you?
5.
Now, do you get to go? Are you in kindergarten?
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm in kindergarten for real life.
For real life, Santa Claus. He's not kidding. He's in kindergarten.
For realsies.
For realsies.
Not for fakesies.
Yeah. Say hey, Emma.
Hi, Emma.
Hi!
Say, how you doing?
How you doing?
I'm doing spiffy. How are you?
Good.
Good. So tell Emma, what's kindergarten like? What do you get to do at school?
You get to eat and do math. It's a lot of fun.
Well, I like the first part.
One time we even get to eat a half of marshmallows and put them on paper.
I'm really confused. You eat the marshmallow, but only half of it, and then you stick it on paper?
Yeah.
Well, why don't you want to eat the whole marshmallow? What's wrong with that other half?
You are making it like cocoa.
Okay. Now it all makes sense.
Now it makes sense.
Whoa.
Have you been drawing and painting any Christmas pictures at school?
Yeah.
Do you think that you may leave one for Santa?
Yeah.
Oh, my, we would love that at the North Pole. We'll bring it up here and look at it, all of us, and then put it up on our great big refrigerator with a magnet, Alexander.
Wow.
You'll have your very own spot on the refrigerator in the North Pole. Isn't that awesome?
Yeah. How do you guys even have a refrigerator?
Well, how are we going to fit?
They have a gigantic refrigerator. I don't know how many times sizes this the size of the magic radio room. Got a little worked up there, Sam.
Refrigerators always do that to us.
Yeah. They've got Mrs. Claus has lots of elves to feed, and not to mention she's got to feed Santa Claus. See, what's your favorite food,
Santa? My favorite food is pierogies.
Oh!
Pierogies! Have you ever had those, Santa?
Oh, my goodness. Had pierogies last night when I took a little bit of a vacation from the workshop for only a few minutes, but good pierogies! Oh!
Yum!
Today for dinner we have pierogies.
Yum!
So your belly's nice and happy, right?
Yeah.
So what do you take for snack at school? Do you have to take some snack in sometimes?
We take whatever snacks they have at school. school, like pretzels or candy. What time we ate marshmallows with blueberries.
Oh! Marshmallows with... There's a lot of marshmallows happening down there, Santa Claus.
Lots of marshmallows at Alexander's school. What's your teacher's name?
Mrs. Musser.
Merry Christmas to her.
Mrs. Musser loves marshmallows.
Does she have some Christmas decorations in your classroom?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so nice. Is there a little tree?
Yeah, there was. A little tree like a baby one.
Oh, like a little baby one?
Yeah, like teensy-weensy with a teensy-weensy things on it.
It's a teensy-weensy tree with the teensy-weensy decorations.
Yeah.
Oh, an elf tree.
Yeah, Santa said, sounds like an elf tree, right?
Yeah.
I bet Elfie would like that, huh?
Yeah, one time our elf was sitting right on the tree like, I'm sweeping, bye-bye.
He was sweeping, bye-bye. Hey, are you learning how to count? Can you count to 10?
Yeah, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Whoa, my goodness.
I can also count to 12 and 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18.
I just ran out of toes there. Oh.
Santa was counting with his toes.
What?
He was.
You're silly, Santa.
Well, Alexander, you're silly. Yeah. It's fun to be silly.
Because when I was here, I was smacking my eye with my hat.
You were?
Yeah.
Don't smack your eye with your Santa hat.
Alexander, do you want to sing us a song?
Yeah. Are you ready to sing? Are you learning special songs at school,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh, this is going to be a doozy, Santa. Ready?
Buckle up!
Wait.
1, 2, 3.
F-R-I-E-N-D-S. Get that inside your head. Oh, we're just friends. So don't go looking at me with that look in your That's all I know about it yet.
That was really good there, Alexander. Hadn't heard that one this year yet.
We were getting a little, some warning signs from Mom, Santa, so that short version was good. So thank you for that special song. Now I know you've got a long list. Would you like to ask Emma? Say drum roll, please.
Drum roll, please. Legos and some cars and some more cars and a little bit tractor games.
Oh, well, how about some surprises, Alexander?
Yeah.
Well, let's take a look in the great big book, Emma, and see what it says about Alexander Lucas.
All right. It says here that Alexander is doing well in school, but he could improve on getting along with his sister better. Is that Sophia?
Yep, she's sitting right next to me.
All right, make sure that you are nice to her, okay?
Okay.
Get along with her real good, all right?
All right.
All right, he's a good boy, Santa Claus.
You're silly also.
Well, yeah, I'm an elf.
We're all silly.
Look
at the workbench here. Oh, Emma, Alexander's going to love this. And look at this over here and a pile of surprises. Oh, my goodness. And let's bring him some Legos.
All right.
Well, Emma.
Yes, Santa Claus.
Let's give Alexander Lucas a great big gold star. Merry Christmas, Alexander. Merry Christmas. Whoa!
Merry Christmas
to you also, Santa Claus.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, Alexander. It was so much fun to have you here on the Magic Radio. Well, Santa Claus, when we come back, we'll be talking with the lovely Abby Trometer. You're listening to Talk to Santa on News Radio 1070 WKOK, Eagle 107, and you can also listen to us online.
Tradition that dates back over 100 years. Fisher's Boston Pierogies has been supplying supplying families for generations with the best pierogies in the business. As indicated by many accounts over the years, it is the love they put into their pierogies that makes them so very special. And they're not afraid to tell you that that is their secret. Every single pierogi has a touch of love inside, just like mom and grandma always included in their homemade favorites. Fisher's Bost Pierogies has an extensive line of flavors as well as traditional pierogies year-round. Check some of these flavors out. The original potato and cheese, sweet cabbage, sauerkraut, loaded baked potato pierogi, hot cheese and potato, Philadelphia cheesesteak, meatball parmesan, roasted garlic and parsley mashed, and that's just some of the pierogi flavors available at Fisher's Boston Pierogies. Check them out, 401 North Shamokin Street in Shamokin. Open Wednesday through Friday, 9 to 5, and Saturday, 10 to 4. They're also online at fishersboston.com and Fisher's Boston Pierogies on Facebook.
This is Talk to Santa on News Radio 1070 WKOK and Eagle 107.
Welcome back to Talk to Santa. With me now is the lovely Abby Trometer. Hi, Abby.
Hi.
Well, may I just say from head to toe, you are dazzling.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Emma, how do you feel needing a fashion update today?
I feel like I need a fashion update.
This is quite a dress, Emma. Can you describe your beautiful dress for Emma?
I have black roses with sparkles on them.
Like a mouse trap, Emma just went off.
Abby, do you think Emma likes sparkles?
Maybe just a little.
just a tad, right?
Yeah. They're okay.
And your shoes, you look absolutely beautiful. Did you have a Christmas picture taken in this?
Yep.
Oh, I could tell. You look like you should sit on the tree.
Thank you.
That might hurt, though, huh?
Yeah. That'd be itchy.
Yeah, a little itchy. Emma always says that. I think Emma's tried to sit on the tree because she always knows that it's itchy.
We don't talk about the Christmas tree incident of 2015, okay? I'm embarrassed.
You know there was an incident, right, Abby?
No. Oh,
well, I'll tell you later.
Okay.
Shh, Miss Ann.
Oops. Never mind, Emma. Sorry. It was something else.
Uh-huh.
Uh-oh, Abby. I might be in trouble. So tell Santa Claus who is listening to you on the Magic Radio tonight.
My family and my friends.
Oh, let's wish Abby's family and friends a very, very Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas!
And what a polite little girl Abby is.
And you brought your little sister along tonight.
Yep.
So what is it like to be the big sister?
Crazy.
Oh, do tell. Why crazy?
Because my little sister's crazy and I have to be in charge of her.
By crazy, I'm thinking silly, right?
Yep.
Silly. Sort of elf-like qualities.
Exactly.
Gets into some things maybe she shouldn't.
Yep.
So that's a lot of work being the big sister, isn't it?
Yeah.
Santa, are you hearing any good reports from those little elf spies that you have at Abby's house?
Well, let me see here. Emma sent down Buttons and Holly.
Yep.
And let me see here in my notes. Oh, my goodness. Well, we'll save that. But it all looks pretty good about Abby.
So do you and your sister have to share a bedroom?
No.
No? Okay. You a little relieved?
Yeah.
She's like, no, Santa. So how about your bedroom? Because our little Miss Emma, you know, not only does she like to peek in to look at all the beautiful clothes, especially this dress, she'll want to see that in person, but she checks the condition of your room.
Okay. That might be trouble.
We're entering dangerous territory, I suspect, Santa Claus.
At least she's honest about it.
Yeah.
So did Mom put a danger zone sign on your bedroom door?
Maybe.
Uh-oh. Emma, proceed with caution.
Caution tape, get it out. We're ready to go.
So, well, good news is you still have time to work on getting your room clean.
Yep.
Well, tell Santa Claus, what grade are you in? How is your school year?
It's been good. I'm in fourth grade, and we do math, and we have, it's almost our last year of recess we have.
Oh.
And we do math, reading, science, social studies, ELA, and English.
Oh, my goodness, that's a busy schedule, Abby.
And that's tough when you lose recess, Emma, isn't it?
Oh, we have to have a moment of silence for the end of recess. Rest in peace, recess.
You shall miss it, Abby. I'm sure you will.
That's okay, I'm not crying, right? I'm very sad about the end of recess.
Oh, buck up, little elf. You still have lunch.
Oh, yeah. Never mind. It's okay. As long as I have snacks.
Well, it sounds like you have a lot of homework probably all the time. But when you're not doing homework, are you in any activities or sports? Or?
I play soccer and field hockey.
Ooh. Ooh, a lot of running.
Yeah.
How is field hockey this year?
Good.
Good. And how was your soccer season?
Good. We have it all year round since I'm in a club team.
Oh, okay. Oh, so you do the indoor soccer. And that's really fast-paced, right?
Yeah.
Keeping good shape for field hockey, right?
Yeah.
So have you had time to get your house all ready for Christmas?
Yeah. I helped my mom get the stuff out for Christmas.
Is your tree all decorated? And
Yeah.
What color lights do you have, and what's on top of your tree?
We have an angel, and we have different colored lights.
Ooh, sounds pretty. Much like our tree here in the Magic Radio Room, right?
Yep.
So what else does Mom have you do around the house? How do you have to help?
I have to clean up toys. We have to, if we leave stuff out, we have to put it away. And we have to do the laundry.
Wow, Mom. Does Mom let you sleep, and can you stop for dinner?
Yeah.
Mom looks a little bit surprised that she's doing laundry, Santa.
Oh, that's wonderful, though, to help out Mom with the laundry and help out Dad with the laundry.
Laundry never ends. You think you have it done, but then you realize you still have clothes on that also need washed.
Yeah.
It never ends.
Never-ending cycle. Get it, Emma?
Jokes, Miss Ann, jokes.
Well, I think Abby has a little treat we're actually going to sing as a group, aren't we?
Mm-hmm.
See if we can get the jingle bells going in the North Pole. Ready? One, two, three.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Hey! Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Whoa! Emma, that was the best singing of that we've heard for a long time. Abby Trometer has a wonderful voice.
Yeah!
So, Abby, the big moment, what are you hoping for Christmas this year?
Some Harry Potter Legos, a Fitbit, movies, and a couple books.
Well, let's throw in a couple of surprises, Emma. And let's take a look in the big book now at the name Abby Trometer.
All right. It says here that Abby is doing well in school. That's really good. But it says here you can improve by picking up after yourself and not fighting with your sister. Can you work on that, Abby?
Yeah.
All right. Santa Claus?
Oh, my goodness. Let's see what's on the workbench here for Abby. Oh, look at this. Oh, don't mention what this is. She will be so excited about that, Emma. And over here, a pile of surprises and, oh, my goodness, let's bring her some Legos.
All right.
Well, Emma.
Yes, Santa Claus?
Let's give Abby a great big gold star. Merry Christmas, Abby.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
I have to say, I have a crazy puppy in the house.
Oh, good to let us know.
I'll stay in Santa's pocket.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, sweetheart. It was so nice to have you here. Well, Santa Claus, when we come back, we'll be talking with the lovely Elise Bukowski. Did I say that right?
Yes.
Yes! Yay! You're listening to Talk to Santa on News Radio 1070 WKOK, Eagle 107, and you can also listen to us online.
Oh, what do you get someone that has everything? What if they don't like the color, the size, the style? I was so confused last year. Not this year. I'm buying my friends and family gift cards from Garfield's Restaurant and Pub. Purchase $25 in gift cards and receive a $5 gift card free. And the more you purchase in gift cards, the more you get free. And I like free. Plus, they have a delicious $10.99 steak special in November through December. Quench your thirst and wash it all down with a refreshing cold Dr. Pepper. Catering is available, too, for your next holiday or party. It's always great times, great taste at Garfield's Restaurant and Pub in the Susquehanna Valley Mall or online at garfields.net.
There are many reasons to join the Y. Building endurance, getting back into shape, strengthening your heart. But the Y is what you make of it, so make it your own.
My Y is a morning swim and an evening spin class.
My Y is a personal trainer who helps me realize my potential.
My Y is a community where everyone fits in.
My Y is where I learned to swim as a kid, where my daughter learned how to swim as a kid, and where my granddaughter will learn to swim as a kid.
The Y is a place for families to go together and for kids to learn that an active, healthy lifestyle can be fun. Children learn how to reach for new goals. Families spend quality time together. And we all build and grow relationships that deepen our sense of belonging. When you join the Y, you're committing to more than simply becoming healthier. You are supporting the values and programs that strengthen our community. Stop in at one of our four branches located in Sunbury, Milton, Mifflinburg, and Lewisburg. Take a tour and learn more about Y programs. The Y is for a better you. The Y is for a better me. The Y for a better us.
This is Talk to Santa on News Radio 1070 WKOK and Eagle 107.
Welcome back to Talk to Santa. With me now is the beautiful Elise Bukowski. Hi, sweetheart.
Hi.
You are sparkling and stunning in this red dress.
I have sparkles, Emma.
Yeah!
Off the table, Emma. You stepped in the cupcake.
No, oh, I got icing on my foot.
Oh, now you've fallen in the cupcake. Oh, Emma, you get so excited.
I have sweet toes.
Did you hear that? What happened? She got so excited she fell in a cupcake.
Oh, my.
And you have a nice big smile on your face. So nice to have you here. Who's listening to you on the Magic Radio?
My grandparents, my sister, and my mommy.
Well, let's wish a very, very Merry Christmas to everybody in Elise Bukowski's family and all of her friends. Merry Christmas. Oh!
I bet everybody's been really good this year.
Mm-hmm.
Well, how about you tell us how old are you now and what grade are you in?
I'm 6 and I'm in kindergarten.
Wow, kindergarten. Do you love kindergarten?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tell me, what's your favorite part of kindergarten?
Probably recess.
That's a favorite. As you heard, Emma get upset at the thought of losing recess, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good thing you get to look forward to recess for a long time, right?
Yeah.
Hey, smile. Are we missing some bottom teeth there?
Yeah, I just lost two teeth. One of them I lost, but one of them I had to pull out because the other one, it wouldn't come out itself because there's no teeth pushing it out. They're behind it.
So you worked on it, jiggled it, and got it out.
No, I didn't jiggle it. I think we just pulled it out.
Just pulled it out.
Oh, Button said that you were very, very brave, Elise.
Buttons is keeping an eye on you.
Molly Pop.
Hmm. Well, where did you last see your elf at the house, at your house?
I saw her on the top of
the refrigerator?
No.
The tree?
No, she wasn't on the tree yet.
Mm.
But I already put my Christmas tree up a couple days ago.
So what did the tooth fairy bring you for your tooth?
First time she gave me a quarter, right, Bobby? And then the second time she gave me a dollar.
Oh, my goodness. And you have quite a few teeth to go. You realize if that's the way it goes, you could be a very rich little girl.
That piggy bank is getting full. Do you have a little container you put your money in, a piggy bank?
Yeah, but I didn't put it in there. I'm saving it to, I guess I'm just going to save it, but I'm not going to put it in my piggy bank.
So you have a secret stash, right?
Well, I put both of them in a jar.
In a jar. Okay. So how is your room? Is it nice and neat?
I've been trying to keep it clean, but it's not so good when my sister messes it up sometimes.
Oh, no. How old is your sister?
Two.
Oh. Little tornado, is she?
Kind of.
What's her name?
Alyssa.
So you're the big sister.
Uh-huh.
So you're showing her how to pick up your toys, pick up clothes, right?
Yeah, but I'm not so good at picking up toys either.
Oh. Well, she's being honest, Santa Claus.
Yeah, honesty's the best policy.
Hey, are you going to leave Santa and Emma and all the elves some snacks?
Yes.
Would you like to tell them, or is it a surprise?
I think I'm going to leave the sweet sand tarts, but there's probably not enough for everybody, so we'll have to share.
Oh, my goodness.
Are those the ones with the little pecans on top? Sand tarts, that's what those are, right?
Sand tarts, actually, they kind of like they have sparkles on top of them.
Oh,
it's going to be hard to share those, but Emma will do it.
Santa's going to have to pry those out of Emma's hands, huh?
Yeah, but those sparkles are actually really yummy. It's kind of like they have sugar and mixed colors, whatever.
Emma's going to love that, and so will old Santa Claus.
Anything for the reindeer?
I think I have some snacks for them.
Oh, they love snacks.
They will like that, right, Santa?
Oh,
now,
goodness,
did you decide,
yes.
Are you going to sing a song, or you want to wait and sing that other song together?
I want to sing, can I do Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer?
Oh, my goodness, Rudolph. Make sure you come into the workshop. There he is.
Here you go.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a really shiny nose, and if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows. All the other reindeers used to laugh and call him names. They never left poor Rudolph, joined in any reindeer games. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you ride my sleigh tonight? Rudolph the reindeer loved him, and out with glee. The red-nosed reindeer and history.
Hey, good job.
Goodness, Rudolph. Oh, no, Rudolph just fell down. He slipped in the cupcake, and oh, now he's on the ceiling. He's tracking up the ceiling. Oh, my goodness.
Get the reindeer spatula. He's stuck.
That's a wonderful song, Elise.
He bounced all over. He's stuck. Okay, are you ready to tell Emma and Santa what are you hoping for Christmas?
I don't quite know yet, but I do know I want surprises.
Oh, my goodness. Let's see if we have some of those. But first, we look in the great big book at the North Pole and see what it says about Elise Peskosny.
All right, it says here that Elise is doing well practicing piano and doing her homework. That's wonderful. But Elise, you could improve on drinking more water. Make sure you drink your water. You don't want to become a raisin. You want to make sure that you drink lots of water. It's good and healthy for you, okay?
Okay.
All right. See you, go, go, Santa Claus.
Well, let's take a look at the workbench here and see what we have for Elise. And she mentioned surprises, and oh my goodness, look at all these surprises. But we'd like to bring her Fancy Nancy books as well.
Yay!
Well, Emma, it sounds like a good choice.
Yeah. Ready?
Oh, let's give Elise a great big gold star. Merry Christmas, Elise. Merry Christmas. Whoa!
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Emma and Santa.
Oh, you did a wonderful job, honey. Merry Christmas to you and your family. Well, Santa Claus, when we return, we'll be talking with the lovely Sophia Lucas. You're listening to Talk to Santa on News Radio 1070 WKOK and Eagle 107.
I can't wait to go to Silver Moon Furniture.
Why is that?
Well, I'm looking for a living room group, and with my purchase, I hear that they're giving each person a free lifelike Christmas tree. It will look great with the new furniture.
Great prices, I always hear.
Let's go now.
Enjoy the quality and unmatched customer service at Silver Moon Furniture in Lewisburg. Silver Moon Furniture features beautifully crafted American-made furniture. One of the things that sets Silver Moon Furniture apart from the other stores is their ability to customize your furniture with exactly the right upholstery as well as other features. Plus, you can choose from over 450 styles of upholstery, 8 types of wood. Open Monday through Friday from 9 till 5 p.m., Saturday and Sunday from 10 till 5 p.m. Silver Moon Furniture, located at 211 Silver Moon Lane in Lewisburg, across from the Silver Moon Flea Market.
And meet me at the Silver Moon.
Boys and girls, you can see Santa and Mrs. Claus this Sunday morning in person. Santa will be at the Silver Moon Flea Market, Route 15, Lewisburg, this Sunday. Moms and dads, you will love the treasures you find at Silver Moon Flea Market, too, every Sunday.
This is Talk to Santa on News Radio 1070 WKOK and Eagle 107.
Welcome back to Talk to Santa. With me now is Sophia Lucas. Hi, Sophia.
Hello.
You look beautiful. Tell Santa what hat you have on.
I have on an elf hat.
Oh, my goodness. Will I be able to tell you from the elves here at the North Pole?
Probably. I think I'm probably taller than them.
Oh, well, if you're already wearing the uniform, you can come up here and make toys. We need some help.
Well, I think she's going to help you out in a different way, Emma. She has some fun songs, some special songs, maybe just help you relax and have a little fun.
Okay. Let's
get started. She and her friend on their very first song. Go ahead.
Oh, Christmas tree, oh, Christmas tree, thy leaves are so unchanging. Oh, Christmas tree, oh, Christmas tree, thy leaves are so unchanging. Not only green when summer's here, but also when 'tis cold and drear. Oh, Christmas tree, oh, Christmas tree, thy leaves are so unchanging. Oh, Tannenbaum, oh, Tannenbaum, be truce in thine obliter. Oh, Tannenbaum, oh, Tannenbaum, be truce in thine obliter. Du grünstig nor fest summer's eid, night auch nicht winter wenn es schneit. Oh, Tannenbaum, oh, Tannenbaum, be truce in thine obliter.
Round of applause!
Wow! Oh, we were just sitting back and enjoying that so much here at the North Pole. As a matter of fact, we turned on the speakers back in the workshop and all the elves were listening. Oh!
Wow!
That was absolutely beautiful. I just was in Germany and I could not do that. That was fantastic, honey. So how's your school year?
It's really good so far.
Well, I bet you Elfie is loving hearing you sing it at your house.
Probably is.
Yeah. Have you spotted him today?
Yeah, he was in a fire truck in front of the tree, but then my mom set the Roomba on it and pushed him behind the tree.
Oh, he loves hiding behind the tree.
It's good camouflage.
Hard to spot him. So your little brother giving you a little headache every now and then, it sounds like?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's the job of being a big sister. You have to be patient and love him, right?
Yep.
Because he is so precious. I don't know. He seems really good tonight.
Yeah.
She says, we'll see.
So, school is going well?
Yep.
Good. And a good report cards. I'm sure Elfie is giving Santa lots of good news about you.
Definitely.
Good job. Well, we're going to check the big book in just a minute, but are you ready to tell Santa? And Emma, what are you hoping for Christmas this year?
I'm hoping for Legos, a new karaoke machine, Harry Potter stuff, and a Kindle and a smartwatch.
Wow. We ought to add some surprises. And my, she had that well memorized, Emma.
Ready for the big book?
Let's take a look in this big book at the North Pole and see how Sophia Lucas has been.
All right. It says here that she's doing well in soccer. That's really, really good. But you could improve on getting along with your brother. So, Alexander and Sophia, get along. Everybody play nice. Did I do that right, Mom and Dad?
Mom says yes.
Everybody get along. Stop your fighting. Can you do that, Sophia?
I promise.
All right. She's a good girl, Santa Claus.
Ooh, let's take a look at the workbench here. Oh, my goodness. Sophia's pile of surprises. Oh, wow. I almost can't see around it. Oh, there you are, Emma. Oh, my goodness. Over here. Oh, she's going to love this, too. And I think we should bring her a FIFA soccer game for the Xbox. That's so much fun. Well, Emma?
Yes, Santa Claus.
Oh, let's give Sophia a great big gold star. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas, Sophia. Whoa!
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas. And Emma, just to tell you, I got a lot of sparkles.
Whoa! I love sparkles!
Oh, she kept that a secret for a long time.
There's so many sparkles! The magic radio room is just one big sparkle!
There you go, Sophia. It was so nice to have you here. Beautiful song, honey. On Merry Christmas to you and your whole family. Santa Claus, last but not least, when we come back, we'll be talking with the lovely Avery Trometer. You're listening to Talk to Santa on News Radio 1070 WKOK and Eagle 107.
Happy holidays from your friends at Service First. Since 1975, Service First Federal Credit Union has been helping its members achieve their financial goals. We've been there when you bought your first car, when you headed off to college, decided to purchase your home, started your business, and even planned for your retirement. As your local credit union, we're looking forward to continuing this tradition. We've got you covered, no matter what may pop up along the way. Whether you're in one of our 11 branch locations or out and about in the community, our credit union team shares 7 core values that ensure our focus is always to strengthen the financial lives of our members and the communities that we call home. Learn more today. Visit serviceone.org. That's serviceone.org. And see why at Service First, we're friends you can bank on. This credit union is federally insured by the NCUA and is an equal housing lender.
It is at this magical and wondrous time of year when everyone at Oberdorf's Carpet One wishes you and your families all the joys this season brings. May your time with family and friends be the source of memories that you will treasure all through the years. Your friends at Oberdorf's Carpet One would like to take this moment to thank you for your business, and they look forward to serving you again in the upcoming new year. May you have a delightful and holiday season and cherish the old and new memories made. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from everyone at Oberdorf's Carpet One. So remember, as you check your list not once but dozens of times, as you bring out that special decoration or tree that's been in the family for years, as you add new ones the kids just made in school, your friends at Oberdorf's Carpet One just south of Lewisburg on Route 15 want you to know they wish you the very best this holiday season has to give. Merry Christmas and a very happy and healthy new year from everyone at Oberdorf's Carpet One. Oberdorf's Carpet One, just south of Lewisburg on Route 15.
This is Talk to Santa on News Radio 1070 WKOK and Eagle 107.
Welcome back to Talk to Santa. Making her debut on the Magic Radio is the beautiful Avery Trometer. Hi, Avery.
Hi.
Welcome to the Magic Radio Room. You look absolutely beautiful.
Hi, Avery.
Oh, my goodness.
Hi, Santa and Emma.
Hello, Avery. It's good to hear your voice. Oh, my goodness. 4 years years old, Emma. Oh!
Wow!
And is this your dress from your Christmas picture?
Yeah.
And you wore that special for Santa and Emma?
Yeah.
Oh, you look absolutely stunning. Did you pick that out yourself tonight?
My mommy did.
You look beautiful. Emma, we have some special news. There's somebody new at the Trometer house you'll be meeting.
Oh? Mm-hmm.
Is my puppy Chloe.
Uh-oh. What kind of puppy? Are we talking a puppy that's actually secretly a moose? Or are we talking about a little puppy?
Say not a moose, but maybe as tall as a pony?
Tall as a pony? That's a moose!
How big do you think it is? Is it like one elf or two elves high?
One elf.
One elf high? So tell me about, is Chloe very friendly?
Yeah.
Oh. Where does Chloe sleep?
In her cage.
Oh, okay. I'm safe then.
Oh, we always keep Emma safe. Oh.
Sometimes Emma's a little afraid if the doggies are bigger than her, right?
Yeah.
I would be too. How about it?
Yeah.
So who's this special elf that Santa sent to keep an eye on you?
Candy cane.
Candy cane!
Oh, candy cane's there with buttons and holly.
Mm-hmm. Now, yep. Wasn't candy cane doing something? Eating something?
A cookie.
Uh-oh.
Actually, the bread.
So candy cane likes his carbs, Emma.
Yeah, I can relate. We have to watch our elfish figures around here, and you know what? Apparently, someone's fallen off the wagon.
So how is Chloe around your elf? Pretty good?
Yeah, but they stay away from Chloe. They get up high so Chloe doesn't get them.
That's a good idea.
You have to puppy-proof the house.
Yeah, that's right. With a new puppy. Puppies like to get into everything, don't they?
And I have sparkles on my desk.
Sparkles, Emma! Did everybody wear sparkles today?
Oh, and all the elves said that Avery looked beautiful.
Gold and silver.
Well, fancy schmancy.
She looks beautiful next to the magic room Christmas tree, Emma. So, Avery, do you have your own bedroom, right?
Yeah.
So what does Mom have you do? Does she ask you to pick up all your clothes and your toys?
Yeah.
Is your room pretty clean?
Yeah.
Now, how old are you?
4.
Do you get to go to preschool?
Yeah.
You do? Did you go today?
Yeah.
Well, tell me about your day. What did you get to do there?
I got to...
doing some coloring, and I bet you have circle time.
I do.
You do? Is it lots of fun?
Yeah.
We want to say hi to your teacher?
Yeah.
What's your teacher's name?
Emily Michelle.
Well, my goodness. Merry, merry Christmas to your teacher and all of your teachers and your friends. Oh!
Merry Christmas!
That is so nice. Now, we have time for a song. Are you planning to sing for Santa? Your sister's going to help you? Okay, I'm going to ask Emma for a special drum roll. Say drum roll, please.
Drum roll, please.
You got it! Take it away, Avery!
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny nose. And if you ever saw him, you would even say it glows. All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer games. And one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say,
Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight?
And how dear loved him, I shouted out with glee.
Yippee!
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. You'll go down in history.
Whoa! Goodness, Rudolph! Rudolph! Oh my goodness, don't let him out. He's gonna fly away. He's so excited. Oh, come on. Calm down now, Rudolph. Avery, that was a wonderful song at only 4 years old, too, Emma.
Wow. That was really great. And thank you to her sister, Abby, for helping. So now, the big moment. What are you hoping for Christmas?
A bitty baby and movies and...
Do you like surprises?
Yeah.
Well, my goodness. We'll try to find some surprises, but first let's look, take a look in the great big book here at the North Pole and see what it says about Avery Trometer.
Okay, it says here that Avery is doing well learning her letters and her numbers. That's great. Keep up the good work, Avery. Now, it says here, though, you can improve on not fighting with your sister and sharing better. Trometer girls, listen up.
No elf ears, Emma.
Elf ears, no more fighting. Those are your elf ears, and I know that they work. Listen to Mom and Dad, and no more fighting, okay?
I promise.
They're good girls, Santa Claus. I know.
Well, now, on the workbench here for, oh, my goodness, for Avery. Over here, look at this. You can hide behind this, Emma, but don't mention what it is.
Peek-a-boo.
Oh, my goodness. Surprised me. And look. More surprises over here.
Wow.
Oh, and let's bring Avery some Legos for Christmas.
Woo-hoo!
Well, Emma.
Yes, Santa Claus.
Let's give Avery Trometer a great big gold star. Merry Christmas, Avery. Merry Christmas. Oh, Merry Christmas, Miss Ann. Merry Christmas, boys and girls. Merry Christmas.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Santa.
Bye, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas!
Thank you.
Talk to Santa has been sponsored by Foss Jewelers, Garfield's Restaurant and Pub, Gracie's Flowers and Gifts, the Greater Susquehanna Valley YMCA, Oberdorf Carpet One, Service First Federal Credit Union, Silver Moon Furniture, Taste of Philly, and Fisher's Boston Pierogies.
Tune in each weeknight at 6 during the holiday season for Talk to Santa on News Radio 1070 WKOK and Eagle 107.